You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So who remembers the band Sugar Ray?
Everybody.
Yeah,
Sugar Ray. In fact, some of you might, you might remember, this song.
God rest his soul.
Lord mercy. Lord mercy.
I love that song.
I wish we played that song.
Can we just play this song?
Nope. Shut it off. Shut it off now.
Nope.
It's too much.
It's too much. Too many years ago.
It's too soon.
Dang it.
God, right. That song makes me want to frost my tips, though.
Excuse me?
Mark McGrath is the lead singer of Sugar Ray. So he was giving an interview, and I don't know why, but he was giving an interview, and something about nostalgia came up. And he said, and well, I guess it came up because Sugar Ray is now officially in the category of being nostalgic, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they've had hits in the last couple of years. And you're talking Sugar Ray, you're talking mostly late 90s, early
2000s. What year was that song?
So here's what he said. He goes, nostalgia is the most precious commodity you could ever have. I got to stop him right there for a second. I don't know if it's the most precious commodity, but I get what he's saying.
Gold is pretty good.
He says, nostalgia is the most precious commodity you could ever have. Forget highlights in your hair. Forget hammer pants.
Can't.
If you have a song that someone had life experiences to, I don't care if it's the Macarena, it means a lot to somebody. He says, and we had three or four of those. God bless the Lord above. I know that because people tell me every day. And then he says, Fly, the song I was just playing, was the first song my kid ever sang.
Well, that's
anyway.
Cute.
That's because you played it for him so much.
Nonstop.
Mark McGrath.
So he says nostalgia is a precious commodity. And it made me start thinking about the nostalgia of music and how we all have those moments in our life where there's a song attached to it. Whether we like it or not, because sometimes they could be sad memories, but generally I think they're good, positive memories, and we get nostalgic over music and artists.
Sure, like
Celine
Marcy's
Dion.
Playground, Sex and Candy, reminds me of an old ex-girlfriend. Can't stand that song.
Is that
Can't
the one who slept with the bartender?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't stand that song. I have to shut it off when I just like...
That was your song?
It was just like around that time, and it's...
So you hear it now, and like you just automatically, you feel like you're being cheated on?
It's just a bad song.
So whiny. This is so 90s.
But yeah, she loved this song, and it was like, ugh. There she was. Shut that crap up. Now, on the other hand, Dom Tizzle.
What?
Any song.
Well,
I hate to be a schmo and talk about John Denver, but any song was playing when I proposed to the best woman on the planet, Knick Knack, my wife.
I still can't get over that is your proposal song.
And it's just a beautiful song. Like,
well, you fill up my senses.
Well, not when you sing it like a Muppet. Are you trying to get it to load over there?
Yeah,
you're trying to tease me with it. I get kind of weepy when I hear it. And put the guy who's singing it aside.
Mm-hmm.
Put that aside. Put the beat aside, even. And the lyrics, they're powerful.
Oh, my God. It's
you
like a painting.
Feel it.
Hold on a second.
You fill up my senses.
Fill up my senses.
Right.
Like a night in
like
a forest.
A night in the forest.
I don't even remember the words.
Freaking poetry.
Like the mountains in springtime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like a walk in the rain.
Okay,
walk
so let me get. I want to get this straight because you've told me this
just
before.
The lyrics.
Can I confirm a few things with you?
No. Why can't you just leave it as it is?
Because I have questions.
Why do you got to pull a Dom and just talk about it?
Dude, I have questions.
No, you're probably a smart aleck.
Can you turn the song off and then ask the questions?
The song is the background for the questions.
Okay.
All right, so.
Feel me again.
Feel me?
Come, let me love you.
Come, let me love you.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying.
I give my life to you. I mean, this is a powerful-ass song.
Let me drown in your life.
All right, so here's my questions, if you don't mind.
I do mind, but go ahead. You're going to do it anyway. Can't just let it be. This is my beautiful
let
proposal
song. Let it be
is
a great song.
It's a beautiful proposal song. You got to ruin it. Go ahead.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, you guys were in the hotel room downtown.
Yes.
New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Right.
It was a fancy. We're not talking Holiday Inn. It was the Hotel Monaco. It was fine.
Hotel Monaco. It was a beautiful
Room, beautiful hotel.
It's a nice hotel. All right, so you're in there. And then you start playing this song.
At his compact disc.
You brought a compact disc player.
A CD. Mm-hmm. And it was on there like 4 or 5 times in a row. So we can see it was like a loop.
Oh my God, it was a loop. He burned his own CD.
Like 20 minutes of Annie's song?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how long this proposal was going to take.
How long does a proposal take?
Well, you gotta share your feelings.
Do you see why I have questions?
You gotta get in the fetal position and cry for at least a verse.
Okay, so you start playing the compact disc.
It's my life to you, yeah.
All right, and then she's standing there.
Yeah, she came out.
Probably getting tired.
She was, yeah.
In the bathroom or something?
But she was in the bathroom, I like fiddled and started playing it.
So she's peeing while you're getting everything set up.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, and then, yeah, so she came out and it was playing.
Okay, so the song's playing.
So he's playing.
And then you get down on one. Now, what was her reaction when she first heard this? Did she go running?
Oh, she was crying her eyes out.
Oh.
I have a photo of her. She's crying her eyes out, holding up her hand. Oh, it's
like, shut it off?
No, it's Matt. Why?
I'm just asking. Okay, so then you get down on one knee.
Yeah, that's usually how it works, Tom.
But not always. You got down on one knee in the hotel room
with it should be.
John Denver playing.
And
you propose.
And yes.
Did you sing along?
No.
So you were talking over the song, so what's the point of the song? She can't hear the song.
She knows the song.
Because you're running your mouth.
She knows the song.
Emily knows my point, is that the song is playing, and it's supposed to be beautiful, but you're kind of talking during the song.
You ruined your own moment.
She's never heard the song before. She knows the songs. She knows how powerful it is to me and the meaning behind it.
Oh, it's for you. So the proposal was about you.
No, but so the melody is playing in the background.
Okay. So it was just a backdrop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys got to ruin this for me.
I'm not ruining it. I'm asking questions.
You're kind of ruining it for me.
How can I ruin it? Are you not strong enough to answer questions about
it? No, I'm fine. I'm very happy with it, but you're just trying. You're trying
to
ruin
it on
purpose.
I'm not trying to ruin
it. No, John Denver's ruining it. It's not us. It's the song.
All right.
Look at the lyrics. Pull up the lyrics.
So
it's
now,
just the lyrics.
Then she said yes.
Yes.
And then did you guys sit and did you hold her and listen to the rest of the song?
I don't know. I think there was an embrace.
No, they
of some sort.
Turned it off, and then he put on "Baby Got Back."
No, there was an embrace of some sort.
So you don't even remember.
And then I think she's got on the phone and called people.
Was the song still playing while she was calling people?
Well, it was on a loop.
It was good. Just turn that down. I'm on the phone. You know, you should have proposed to John Denver. You and John Denver. You should marry John Denver.
It's more about the lyrics, Emily, than who's singing it.
What's the next line?
Fill up my senses like a night in the
forest. Let me hold you. Ha! You don't even know the song.
Come love me again.
Come on.
You're no poet.
You guys ruined it.
You don't even deserve this song.
You guys ruined it for me.
Our lines are open.
Nobody's in a call, though.
Oh, sure they will.
Oh, everyone's turned it off because John Denver keeps playing on Mix 100.
And you can't get more Colorado than this. This is like a Colorado proposal.
I will tell you, I think it was a great choice, Jeremy.
The only thing that would have been closer to it was if we had, like, deers running through the hotel room and leaves falling, you know? And a microbrew next door. Or something. and then we smoked a joint afterwards. This is Colorado right
now
here.
Now, this is nostalgia, folks. This is what we're talking about.
Emily and Jeremy on Mix 100.
So we listened to the song that Jeremy proposed to Nicole that we had playing in the background. It was John Denver's Annie song. It's a beautiful song. A lot of people were mad at me, and I'm like, all I'm doing is asking questions. I think it's a beautiful song. So
you're poking a
little. Is this what backpedaling sounds like?
No. It was a beautiful song. I just had questions. I didn't know what, like, you know, I found out that Nicole was in the bathroom.
Just dropping a deuce.
So I made that whole, you know, it really went into detail about how special that moment was and what happened.
Yeah.
Nicole came out of the bathroom. The only text I got from my wife was, I wasn't in the bathroom. What the
blank.
So apparently I have it all wrong.
So everybody has got nostalgic songs. Listen, you've kind of inspired me. If I ever propose to a woman again, like if I get married again, I've already picked out a song that I'm going to have playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You should still...
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Yes. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
What just happened?
Will you marry me?
No,
I love you.
Picked my song out.
Oh my God.
How romantic.
Yes.
Yes, yes, a million times yes. That's what she'll say.
Here's Chris on the phone. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, I'm totally cracking up. Now I might have to change my mind, Dom, and accept yours.
I come to work to have fun, and some people don't like for me to have fun here, but I'm going to do it anyway. So what's on your mind, Chris?
Oh, so that made my day, playing that song this morning, because it took me back 20 years to my wedding day when my husband and I danced to Annie's song for our first dance.
Oh, there's no better lovey-dovey song than Annie's song.
That's wonderful.
I will fight you if anybody says there's a better song than Annie's song.
Annie's song?
It is.
It's no all about that bass, but it's nice.
Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you.
That's
because I'm all about that bass. That bass, no treble.
Well, Chris,
let me drown.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great day.
Let me die in your arms, Chris.
Well, I will. Started off perfectly. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
See, she got all weepy, too.
See? Mm-hmm. Here comes Sarah on the line. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
Annie's song has always been my favorite song. Like, I'm not even kidding. John Denver's CD is in my car right now.
It has to be.
All right.
It comes in, like, the Colorado, like, handbook that you get when you move here. Like, there's a copy of his CD in there.
pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, it's hilarious. So I wanted Annie's song to be the song, like, I walked down the aisle to when I got married.
Oh.
But my husband sucks, and he hates John Denver. Oh.
Did you just say my husband sucks?
Yeah. You know, we've been married, like, a whole, like, not even a month yet. But
yeah. Oh, no.
So in 1 month, you've decided he sucks. All right.
Yeah. So we had a destination wedding. Like, we kind of eloped, just us, and got married on the beach, so we couldn't have that song anyway. But we're having our reception this weekend, and I'm totally pulling a Jeremy and putting that song on a loop.
Yeah!
I'm sure. Did you explain to him it's not because it's John Denver, it's really the lyrics?
Yeah, and every single time I play it, because I make him listen to it every time we get in the car, just to torture him.
Yeah.
Like, I tell him, just listen to the words. Like, it's not John Denver that I like.
Yeah, it's poetry, right? Like, it's just poetry.
This is how I feel about you. Why do you hate it so much?
Right, it's poetry.
It is.
Exactly. I told him, I was like, it's kind of offensive. I like it because it makes, you know, I'm showing you that I love you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, what? Jeremy and Sarah should actually probably hook up.
I might propose to you in about 5 minutes, girl.
I know, I'm ready.
Your husband sucks.
Listen, if he won't go for that, Sarah, you can play another John Denver song for him, okay?
With a life on the farm, kind of laid back, so much an old country bullock you can't hack. Thoroughly to ride, early in a sack. Country boy.
What about that one? Would that one work?
It's like my number two. I put it on the radio. So.
Well, we aim to please around here, Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations to you. I'm sorry your husband sucks.
And you fill up my senses, Sarah.
Yeah.
Get a room.
Have a good Thursday.
You be well,
have a good
okay?
Day, you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We have the best listeners in the world.
Good people.
It's fun. Hey, it's a beautiful song, Jeremy. So congratulations.
You don't have to tell me, Dom. I was trying to tell you.
Can you still, like, put that song on today and, you know, to set the mood?
If we put that song in the house and we make, eye contact, tears.
Oh, gosh.
Like, we will slow dance in the living room.
Oh, there's not a dry eye in the room
embrace, and then I pinch your little butt.
You know,
But then she has to run to the bathroom. So.
She's got
to
poop.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Not good.
Oh, Nicole, you are a saint.
She's a trooper.
She's a saint.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.